Hey everyone, welcome back to Therapy in the Soft Life. I'm your host, Asia, and as always, thank you for being here. If this is your first time tuning in, this space is all about healing gently, moving with intention, and creating a soft life rooted in peace, self-awareness, and emotional freedom. So today's episode is called Learning to Receive, and I want to start this one by being honest. Receiving hasn't always come naturally to me. Whether it's love, compliments, help, or rest, something about it always felt uncomfortable. Like I needed to earn it. Like I had to prove I was worthy of it first. But learning to receive, and I mean really receive, is part of healing. Because for so many of us, we've learned how to survive, how to give, how to hold space for everyone else, but not how to let that same care flow back towards us. When we've lived most of our lives in doing mode, doing for others, doing to stay safe, doing to feel seen, receiving feels foreign. It feels almost unsafe to be still and let good things come to us, because receiving means being open. It means being vulnerable. It means letting go of control. And for people who've spent years building their peace through independence, that can be terrifying. We say we want love, we say we want help, we say we want softness, but when it shows up, we start thinking of all the reasons we don't deserve it. We minimize, we overexplain, we deflect. Someone compliments us and we say, oh, it's nothing. Someone offers help and we say, oh, I got it. Someone tries to love us deeply and we say, I don't want to be a burden. But all of those moments, those little moments, those are signs of resistance. We resist receiving because somewhere along the way, we learned that being self-sufficient was the safest way to exist, that needing people made us weak, that asking for help made us less capable, that being vulnerable made us a target. So we overcompensate. We become the strong friend, the reliable one, the caretaker. The one who never asks but always gives. And while that version of us may have been necessary once, it's not suitable now. Because strength without softness becomes survival, not peace. If you're someone who struggles to receive, I want you to pause and ask yourself this. What am I afraid will happen if I stop overgiving? What fear will come up when someone wants to pour into me the way I pour into them? Maybe it's fear of disappointment. Maybe it's fear of being let down. Maybe it's fear that if someone finally sees what I need, they'll decide it's too much. But here's the truth. Being seen in your need isn't weakness. It's intimacy. It's connection. It's trust. And learning to receive is about learning to believe that you're safe with good things. Sometimes it's not even about other people. It's about us not feeling comfortable with ease. We built our identity around effort. We measure worth through productivity. We find comfort in fixing and rescuing. So when something feels easy, when love feels calm, when abundance comes naturally, when support is offered without strings, we panic. We start searching for the catch. We think, this is too good to be true. But peace doesn't always have to be earned. Ease doesn't mean lazy. And being cared for doesn't make you incapable. It makes you human. There's this line I wrote in my journal once that said, I'm learning that receiving is also a form of strength. And it's true. It takes courage to be open. It takes courage to say thank you without guilt. It takes courage to believe that your softness won't be taken advantage of. And that's what we're diving into today, the process of unlearning the guilt around being poured into, because you don't have to carry everything alone anymore. You're allowed to receive without performing for it. You're allowed to receive rest without feeling lazy. You're allowed to receive good things simply because you exist. In this episode, we're going to talk about the subtle ways we block love, support, and abundance, and how to start opening your heart to receive without fear or guilt. And lastly, how receiving is actually one of the most feminine, powerful, and healing things you can do. Because the soft life isn't just about creating peace. It's about allowing peace to reach you. It's easy to say, I want to be loved better, but it's harder to admit that when love finally shows up, we flinch. When someone genuinely sees us, when they want to help, when they offer kindness without expecting anything in return, our first instinct isn't always to receive. It's to analyze, question it, protect ourselves from it. Because receiving requires trust, and trust requires safety. And if you've ever learned that safety was conditional, then receiving will always feel like a risk. For so many of us, that resistance didn't start in adulthood. It was learned early. Maybe you grew up in a household where love had to be earned, where affection came after performance, like getting good grades, good behavior, maintaining a good image. Maybe you learned that asking for help made you too much, or that vulnerability was dangerous, so you stopped asking. You became independent out of necessity, not confidence. You built walls, not boundaries. And people called you strong, not realizing strength was your only choice. You tell yourself, if I handle everything on my own, I won't be disappointed. But in protecting yourself from disappointment, you also block connection. It's not that you don't want to receive, you just don't yet trust that what's being offered won't come with conditions. And that's the emotional tug of war. Part of you craves softness, but another part of you doesn't trust it to last. You want to rest, but guilt whispers that you're slacking. You want love, but fear reminds you of heartbreak. You want abundance, but scarcity tells you it could all disappear. It's a nervous system thing, not a worthiness thing. Your body has been wired for protection for so long that peace feels suspicious. So how do we start shifting that? How do we teach ourselves that receiving is safe again? It starts small. You start by noticing how often you deflect good things. When someone says, I'm proud of you, do you say thank you or do you minimize it? When someone offers help, do you immediately say, I got it? When rest calls your name, do you ignore it because there's still more to do? Every time you reject what's being offered, you reinforce the belief that you can't depend on anyone, not even yourself. But when you begin to accept, even in small ways, you start teaching your body that ease doesn't have to mean danger. Start with simple things. Say, thank you, instead of, it's nothing. Let someone help you carry something heavy. Let someone show up for you without apologizing for being a burden. Receiving doesn't make you needy, it makes you open. And openness is a sign of healing. There's also a spiritual side to this. You can't pray for blessings and then block every doorway they try to enter through. You can't ask for peace and then reject stillness. You can't ask for love and then run from vulnerability. Sometimes the universe sends you answered prayers through people. A friend who checks on you, a partner who wants to care for you, an opportunity that feels too easy to be real. But ease isn't always deception. Sometimes ease is alignment. Sometimes it's God saying, you don't have to fight for everything anymore. And I know what it's like to carry that hesitation, that instinct to brace for impact whenever something good happens. It's that quiet thought in the back of your mind whispering, how long will this last? But healing is learning to stop waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's learning to trust that joy doesn't always have to be followed by pain. It's letting good things be good, without rushing to balance them out with struggle. You deserve to rest in what's safe now, even if your past didn't teach you how. This next part is where the shift starts, when you realize that receiving is a skill you can rebuild. It's not about forcing trust or pretending to be comfortable. It's about slowly reintroducing yourself to softness until it feels familiar again, because you are never meant to carry everything alone. You are meant to flow, to be in harmony with giving and receiving. And that's what balance actually looks like. When we start practicing receiving, the first thing we learn is that openness takes courage. Not the loud kind of courage that announces itself, but the quiet kind. The kind that says, I'm willing to believe I don't have to do this alone anymore. And that sentence alone can bring tears to your eyes, because for so long, being self-reliant felt like safety. But being open isn't the same as being unguarded. You can be open and discerning. You can be receptive and protected. You can let love in without losing yourself in it. Receiving doesn't mean you stop being strong. It means your strength now includes softness. So what does opening yourself to receive actually look like? It looks like saying yes when someone offers genuine help and not following it with, "Don't worry, I'll pay you back." It looks like allowing your partner to take care of dinner and not secretly feeling guilty for not doing it enough. It looks like listening to your body when it says rest and not punishing yourself for needing a break. It's those small moments that build trust with yourself, because every time you let yourself receive, you teach your body that it's safe to exhale. And here's something powerful I once learned in therapy. Receiving is an act of regulation. When you receive care, love, rest, affirmation, you allow your nervous system to settle. You let your body know that safety exists outside of control. And that's why it feels uncomfortable at first, because peace is an unfamiliar rhythm when you've been trained to survive chaos. But the more you allow ease to find you, the more natural it becomes. If you're in your healing feminine era, this is one of your biggest lessons, to let yourself be supported without shame. For so many of us, our femininity was built on giving, nurturing, fixing, accommodating, loving too much. But true feminine energy flows. It gives and receives. It trusts the balance of exchange. When you allow yourself to receive, you're not taking, you're participating in harmony, and you're letting others experience the gift of giving. Think about it. When you love someone, it feels good to care for them, right? You don't see it as a burden. You see it as connection. So what makes you think that others don't feel the same when they care for you? When you reject their help, you're not protecting them. You're protecting your discomfort. You're protecting an outdated belief that says, "I'm only valuable when I'm useful." But you are worthy of care even when you're not giving. You are lovable even when you're not performing. You are enough even when you're resting. There's a softness in allowing yourself to receive without repayment, to say thank you and let that be the end of it. No justifications, no guilt, no disclaimers. That's real growth. Being able to stand in gratitude without shrinking under it. And the truth is, when you start receiving from others, you also start receiving from life differently. You begin to notice that the universe meets you halfway once you stop standing in your own way. Doors open, opportunities align. You find peace in moments you used to overlook because you finally stop blocking the flow. Sometimes opening yourself to receive is about redefining what worthiness means. It's realizing that you're not more deserving when you're productive. You're not more lovable when you're perfect. You're not more valuable when you're sacrificing. You're deserving simply just because you exist. That's the energy shift that changes everything. From "what do I need to do to deserve this?" to "I am already worthy of this." I think one of the most healing affirmations we can practice is, "I am safe to receive." Safe to receive love that stays. Safe to receive help that doesn't come with strings. Safe to receive ease without suspicion. Safe to receive abundance without guilt. Because abundance isn't selfish, it's overflow. When you're well rested, emotionally regulated, and supported, you have more to give, not less. Receiving fills your cup so that giving doesn't drain you. And I want to be clear, this isn't about waiting for others to save you. It's about creating internal balance. When you learn to receive, you learn to be in partnership with life itself. You stop forcing outcomes and start allowing alignment. That's when things start to feel softer, because you're not trying to control everything anymore. You're trusting that what's meant for you will come and stay. So maybe this week, try this. When someone compliments you, pause before brushing it off. When you feel tired, choose rest over productivity. When love comes your way, stop dissecting it and just let it land. You're allowed to live in ease. You're allowed to be cared for. You're allowed to receive. Now, let's talk about guilt, because it always seems to tag along with goodness. Have you ever noticed that when life starts feeling peaceful, a small part of you gets uneasy? Like you're waiting for something to go wrong, or you start looking for the next problem to fix. That's guilt disguised as responsibility. you spent so much time being the one who holds everything together that when you're finally held, when you're finally supported, you don't know what to do with your hands. You don't know how to rest in love that doesn't demand effort. You don't know how to enjoy blessings that came without struggle. Because somewhere along the way, you learned that ease had to be earned. And that's where the healing begins, by learning that you can receive without repayment. When someone loves you gently, you don't owe them performance. When abundance flows to you, you don't have to explain why you deserve it. When rest calls your name, you don't have to apologize for choosing it. You don't need to make up for your blessings. You just need to live in them. For a lot of us, guilt shows in subtle ways, like feeling bad for saying no, like downplaying success so people don't think we've changed, like over-explaining our boundaries so others won't feel rejected. But all that guilt does is dilute your joy. It turns every gift into a transaction. It turns receiving into a debt you feel you need to repay. And here's the truth. You don't owe anyone discomfort to prove that you're humble. You can be grateful and grounded. You can be blessed and balanced. Because guilt isn't a sign of goodness. It's a sign of conditioning. Think about it. If your entire life has been about caretaking, people-pleasing, or proving your worth, then peace will always feel like rebellion. It'll feel like you're doing something wrong by choosing yourself. But self-prioritization isn't selfish. It's stewardship. You're taking care of your energy so you can show up with love that isn't laced with resentment. You're learning that being full isn't arrogant. It's necessary. Now let's talk about receiving love. Because love, real, secure, patient love, can be especially hard to receive when you've only known conditional care. When love used to mean survival, your body associates affection with anxiety. So when someone shows up calmly, consistently, lovingly, it doesn't feel exciting. It feels confusing. You might even start to pull away. You'll think, why does this feel too easy? Where's the chase? Where's the chaos? But that's just your nervous system trying to adjust to safety. Love doesn't have to be earned through suffering. It doesn't have to hurt to be real. It doesn't have to test you to be true. Receiving love without guilt means allowing yourself to believe that being loved well isn't luck, it's alignment. And that calm love doesn't mean boring love. That healthy love doesn't mean perfect love. It's just love that gives, not drains. Love that feels like home, not a test. And when you start believing that you deserve that, you stop chasing chaos disguised as connection. The same goes for abundance. Receiving abundance isn't about money. It's about capacity. It's about being able to accept joy, rest, ease, overflow, without bracing for loss. When good things start coming your way, don't question it. If you earned them, nurture them. Tend to them. Let them expand. Scarcity will tell you to hoard. Guilt will tell you to give it all away. But peace will tell you, you can hold what's yours and share from overflow. You can receive abundance and still be generous. You can be blessed and still be humble. You can glow without dimming for anyone. This is the soft life in its truest form. A life where you're no longer apologizing for ease, where your rest isn't resistance, it's rhythm, where your blessings aren't secret, they're sacred. You're learning that being receptive isn't lazy, it's divine, because the feminine, the healer, the nurturer, the soft one, is meant to receive. It's part of your natural balance. When you allow yourself to receive, you restore harmony to your energy. You give yourself permission to be poured into without guilt or performance. And that's where your glow begins, not in effort, but in openness. Let me be honest, this part of healing doesn't always feel glamorous. Sometimes it looks like crying when someone finally treats you kindly. Sometimes it looks like sitting in discomfort when your partner offers help and you're tempted to say, no, it's fine. Sometimes it looks like standing in front of the mirror and letting a compliment actually sink in. That's the real work, letting the goodness stay long enough to soften you. And that's the secret no one talks about. The more you receive without guilt, the more naturally you give. Because your giving no longer comes from depletion. It comes from overflow. Your peace becomes a resource. Your love becomes sustainable. your life becomes balanced. That's abundance, being full enough to pour out without running dry. When you finally reach the point where receiving feels natural, you realize it was never about learning to take it. It was about remembering that you were always worthy of being given to. You start to understand that softness isn't the opposite of strength. It's evidence of it. Because being soft after everything you survive, that's power. Being open after disappointment, that's resilience. Being receptive after years of resistance, that's transformation. Embodiment means you're not just thinking about receiving anymore, you're living in it. It's in the small, almost invisible choices. The way you pause to actually feel gratitude instead of rushing to the next thing. The way you let people pour into you without a mental checklist of what you will do in return. The way you say thank you like you mean it, and then let silence follow. It's in the way you stop apologizing for your joy. The way you wear your peace without needing to prove it. The way you stop making yourself smaller so that others feel more comfortable around your glow. When you embody receiving, your energy shifts. People can feel it, the groundedness, the calm. You stop trying to earn what's already yours. You stop auditioning for roles in other people's lives. You stop explaining why you deserve softness because you know you do. You built your trust with yourself, trust that good things are safe here, that peace can stay. I think this is one of the most beautiful parts of healing. When you no longer need to rush your blessings, when you no longer question why good things are happening to you, when you finally let yourself be happy without guilt, you start to realize that maybe, just maybe, this is what you were praying for all along. Not just more love, more success, or more clarity, but the ability to receive them with peace instead of panic. And you begin to notice something subtle. Life starts meeting you differently. The more open you are, the more aligned things become, opportunities flow smoother. Love feels safer, your friendships deepen, even the way you talk to yourself becomes kinder, because you stop resisting goodness. You're no longer the one blocking your own flow. You've made room for the life you've been asking for, not just to arrive, but to stay. The embodiment of receiving also means moving without fear of loss. You stop gripping so tightly because you trust that what's meant for you won't need to be forced to remain. You start holding things with open hands, grateful, not grasping. And that's the energy that keeps your blessings circulating. You're not clinging in scarcity anymore. You're flowing in abundance. You've learned the difference between control and care, between earning and allowing, between giving and overgiving. Receiving has also taught you discernment, because once you know what real peace feels like, you stop accepting anything that threatens it. You can love people deeply without abandoning yourself to do it. You can give generously without feeling drained. You can take up space without feeling like you're taking too much. That's balance. That's alignment. That's soft strength. And maybe the most important shift of all, you start to see your worth was never tied to what you do. It was always tied to who you are. You are enough even while you're still learning. You are enough even when you're resting. You are enough even when you're receiving. You're no longer defining yourself by your output. You're defining yourself by your energy. Embodiment also shows up in the way you love now. How you don't chase love that's uncertain. How you don't accept love that costs your peace. You're softer, but you're also wiser. You've learned that love isn't something you have to fight for. It's something you align with. You're no longer auditioning for love, you're embodying it. And that's when everything changes. You look around one day and realize your life feels lighter. Your home feels warmer. Your relationships feel safer. Your days feel slower in the best way. You're not rushing anymore. You're not performing anymore. You're just being. And that, my friends, is the soft life. The life you were always meant to live, one built on peace, not pressure. So if you take nothing else from this episode, take this. You are safe to receive. You are safe to rest. You are safe to be loved in ways that don't require struggle. You are safe to enjoy your blessings without guilt, because you have done the work. You have softened the walls around your heart. You have learned that receiving isn't selfish, it's sacred. Thank you for spending this time with me on Therapy and the Soft Life. If this episode resonated with you, take a moment to sit with it. Let it sink in. Maybe journal about the ways you resist receiving or the places in your life where you're ready to let goodness in. And if you love this conversation, share it with someone who's still learning how to be open to peace, softness, and love. You can listen to Therapy in the Soft Life on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And connect with me on Instagram for more gentle reminders to slow down and heal gently. Until next time, keep choosing peace, keep choosing softness, and keep learning to receive. Talk to you soon.